Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. The third Democrat in as many weeks announced her candidacy Monday. Connie Pillage spent 6 years in the Ohio legislature representing the Southwestern 28th District. In 2014, she ran unsuccessfully for state treasurer. Now she's thrown her hat in the ring for governor. Connie Pillage joins me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us, why did you decide to run?
Well, you know, I've been inspired by a number of things in my life. I grew up in the shadow of a steel plant, a working class neighborhood. It was the main employer in my community, in fact, our entire region. And I watched what happened when it started to shut down. I was in high school and saw all the dads lose their jobs. There was no opportunity for me, so I was very lucky. I did turn to the military and was able to get my education. But when I served in the state House of Representatives and as I ran for treasurer a couple of years ago, I saw that that same scenario had played out all across Ohio, just every corner of Ohio, great manufacturing jobs disappearing due to unfair foreign trade, loss of changes due to automation, and let's face it, Wall Street greed. But Claire, that is not the Ohio I want to see. I want to see an Ohio where every child has a chance for a great education and where our infrastructure is not just maintained, but it's stellar and can support a vibrant economy. And I want to see an Ohio where young people want to come live, where they can find great jobs without having to leave the state. And I believe that Ohio has all the tools to make that happen. We just lack leadership. I got the best leadership training in the world, serving on active duty for 8 years. So I have leadership to offer offer our state and to make this dream a reality. That's why I'm running.
You talk a lot about manufacturing, about the economy, about getting jobs here. The Democratic Party in Ohio and across the nation has taken a bit of a beating when it comes to reaching the working class voter. So what about the party needs to change in order to reconnect with those voters?
Well, that's a great question because the voters have been saying the same thing for years. The voters have been telling us that jobs are the number one thing they need. They need the dignity of work. They need the ability to support their families, just to have a middle-class lifestyle, nothing extravagant. And we've not been listening. So we have to show the voters that we are listening. When I was in the legislature, I held public meetings in my district every month and most often twice a month so that people could come and talk to me about what's going on. I went to 24,000 households in my district to see what their issues were and see how they were living, see what their challenges were. I think we have totally lost that. And so what people want is someone to listen. And I think the people who voted for Donald Trump, the people who voted for, say, Bill Clinton, they voted for a leader. They wanted a leader, and that's what they saw in those candidates. And that's what we sorely are lacking here in Ohio.
Do you think Ohio is ready for a Democratic governor? I mean, some Ohioans probably know you from the 2014 treasurer race. You were the top Democratic vote getter in the state that year, but you still lost by 13 points. And then our state went red in the presidential election. Republicans maintained majorities in both the chambers and the state legislature. So what do you think has changed?
Well, I learned in the military that you walk into every mission prepared to succeed, and I am very prepared to win in this race. I've built a great team. We've hit the ground running, and I have the experience of running statewide. When I ran statewide, I traveled across the state. I was able to build a strong network of voters everywhere who were telling me what was concerning them. I was endorsed by 20 of the 23 newspapers in the state. And I was the top Democratic vote getter on the ticket. That clearly showed that I was bringing something to the table that others did not. They were voting for leadership. They were voting for change. I think in this day and age, Ohioans are still clamoring for leadership, and that's what they're going to be looking for. That's what they're going to vote for.
Okay. Connie Pillage, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, it was my pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me.